You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Orders that he has to go out of the camp and Tzal Shah informs us that he has to sit badad. What does badad mean? Isolated. They call it quarantine. And halacha is he cannot sit with other impure people. So that means it's another type of the impurity that we're going to learn this Shabbat and have to go out of the campus. He cannot be with them. He has to be on his own.
Separate
chair. Yeah, completely
isolated.
Isolated, yeah. So that's good. You know, you go on vacation. Kohen. The Kohen will be enforced.
But they have the power to do that?
Yeah, of course, of course. There is a Beit Din, the Sanhedrin, and so on, yes.
And if they would repair what they do?
Well, they have enough strong people that, you know, it will, you know, give some massage on his ear, yeah. It is a physiotherapy on his ear, you know. So now the question is, why he has to go through such a process?
Because he was a good guy.
Sorry? He's a good guy.
Because he's sitting with his default that he has in order to purify himself.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice, very nice. So now here, as we believe in some way, but we should believe more that Ribono Shel Olam, the way he acts with us is called measure for measure. Midah, can you give midah? The same way you acted, so then the same thing happens. So now here, the Midrash explains that this gentleman, that he had the, you know, type of sickness, that he created distance between friends, husband and wife, neighbors, by saying negative, negative thing about other people. It caused machloret, and people, they were, you know, distanced from one another. So the same way that he created distance between people, so now his punishment is exactly the same way. They have to go see it out of the campus, on his own. Why? Because that's what he did exactly. Exactly the same thing. Yeah. So he is punished the same way that treated other people. So now, one thing that we learn from here, obviously, Hashem deals with us measure for measure. So now the question is, like, let's say you are badad. Let's say you feel like, you know, you're isolated. So maybe it means that maybe I was not as careful as I should have been. Maybe I said things that caused that people would distance from one another. So now, maybe the same thing is happening to me. The same way that he's punished, that he has to be isolated because he caused friction between among people. So now here, maybe my status shows that I was not really careful about not create friction among people. I said whether I wanted it, you know, I didn't care. And I felt I have all the rights. Maybe you did. But you didn't have all the rights to say whatever you want. But you had all the rights because maybe you were hurt. Somebody, you know, did something to you that maybe was not fair. But you forgot, fine. I cannot go and publicize this. And today, you know, the news goes around matter of second. Second. No, you can just pass the news by pressing a button. And when you press it, that's it. There's no solution. You can pass around, you know, terrible things, and there's no truth or base to it, but you're able to do this as is, you know, we see people that have access to their own media, to create the media, and with pictures, not just, you know just the statements, pictures, color pictures, actually. And then that's it. The whole lifetime of a person, you can shatter it, matter of the second. That's it. It's a very interesting point. We see then Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was elected as a savior, as a Mashiach of the time. So now, finally, after a week, he said, fine, okay. So then we see all of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah gives him a new information. What did he tell him? Sorry? One more time. He was selected as a redeemer. So he goes to Yitro, his father-in-law, asks for permission. So Yitro gives him a bracha. So then, all of a sudden, Ribbono Shel Olam gives him a new information. It was not too long ago. It was only Parshat Shemot.
Choose for yourself extra people to deal with the, all these
charges. Yeah, that was before. Yeah, that was, you're right. Right, that was before. But this is the new information that he gave. That's right, before, yeah, that's later, yeah. You don't recall? No? It's okay. So now, we see a very, very interesting thing. All of a sudden, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, now you can leave Midian, and then go to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki metu kol ha'anashim ha'mbaqishim et nafshecha. Because the people that they were after you, they're not alive anymore. Who was he talking about? Who? Datan and Aviram. They were dead?
No.
They were poor. So when he says ki metu, so that means they became ani, they lost their money. So one thing that we learn from here, the side effect of slandering, that means you have to really, really sweat for your money. That means when you feel free to say whatever you like, so then you're going to have a very, very, very hard time to make your income. What's the connection between slandering and not having money? What's the connection?
It's the same thing today.
Yeah. Exactly the same thing today. No, that's not money. It's like the people. Like they give toys to the kid with this paper money. So people that you feed, they're rich, they have only paper money. It's not the real money. What's the connection between slandering and losing money? Understand? But why, if somebody says Lashon Hara, he becomes poor? Why? So he should be killed too?
This is how it's killed. By, if you said it's
by money? No, he's alive.
But
he's alive!
I'm going to give the parable of self. And he said, once you talk about my children, I'm not going to give you the parable of self.
Why? Why there is such a punishment? If somebody says Lashon Hara, so maybe his tongue should be swollen. No, swollen or be cut or small. Or let's say the meragelim, their tongue came out to their stomach, became long. That's what happened to them. What's the connection? What?
You just said.
No, why slandering brings poverty? Why you lose money? Why?
Jealousy.
One more time.
Okay.
Why Hashem punishes somebody to lose his money or have a hard time to make money when he slanders, when he says negative things about other people? Why? What has anything to do with it? What's the midah can give me down? What's the midah can give me what? When you talk about somebody,
you put him down.
You put him down.
White.
Fine.
Money, people, you make money. That's the only way. You cannot make money by yourself. You have to have
connections
with people to make money. So, Hashem...
No. There's a lot of people that don't have money, but you're still, you have a PR. You know, you associate with people.
That's it. So, once you slander about people, Hashem...
Ah,
the money that belongs to you automatically goes to the other person.
Fine. But what's the connection? What's the connection?
What is the connection?
Kala Kadosh. Like, let's say... I'm sorry?
With Lashon Hara, somebody causes that the guy that you are talking about, him to lose everything. So, he has to lose everything. The connection.
No. Actually, you're doing chesed to him. Actually, you know, you're a very, very generous person. You give all your misvot and sechuyot to him. Actually, you have to send your gift. You know, to thank you. No, it's such a privilege. But the point about it here is that today, like let's say people, they, you know, they sit and talk, you know, and they say, you know, how much this person worth? How much is he worth?
In money.
Yeah.
$500 million.
Exactly. You know, that's how they value a person. So how much is he worth?
One day.
You know, yeah, that was from Shabbat, yeah. You know, one... No, I'm sorry. 10 million, 20 million, you know, 100 million, you know. Yeah. That's what they say. So that's what he's worth. No, that's what they estimate the person. So now here... This gentleman, when he spoke about, you know, other people, so obviously the only time that you give your right that you talk about other people, put them down, and say negative things about people, that means you obviously greater than them. So I'm much greater than him, so then I give myself the right to put him down, to make him nothing. So here,
midah exactly the same way. Why?
Because he's worth that he would feel that I'm great and he's bragging about his money. So then Hashem will take it away. Because he felt so...
Poor.
Up in Shamayim. That's why he gave himself the right to talk to other people. So now Hashem make him mit. What does it mean? Because whatever that he was bragging about, whatever that, and that's how it is. You know, when you have $5 in your pocket, the way you walk is much different than you have $100 in your pocket. But if you have $500 in your pocket, you know, so when you have $5 million in your bank account, Chas v'Shalom, nobody can say you good morning. Who are you to tell me good morning? Now, back to our subject. That was it. You know, we went off track a little bit. So now here, Moshe Avraham Shalom was appointed as a redeemer. He goes and gets permission from his father-in-law. So now, he has his suitcase with him, and the limousine is waiting outside. Yeah. So now, all of a sudden, the Ribono Shel Olam says, your passport is ready. You can go. What do you mean? You already told me to go. He said, no, don't worry. These two people are dead. What do you mean? What do I care if he's dead or not? Yeah, no, 60 years is later, 60 years passed. What does it matter? So now here, you're going to redeem 15 million people. But if there are two slanders, we cannot do nothing. If there are only two slander among these 15 million people, there's nothing you can do or I can do. So now I'm telling you, now the path is open. Why? Because these two slanders are done. They became money. Scary. Very scary. So that means all the...
Very scary.
I'm sorry?
So by this definition, you mean that the army cannot slander?
Yeah, but not as much. Not as much. But here, they got to the point that Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us that even though the Mashiach is behind the door, amen, but if the two people say Lashon Hara, it says, I cannot come. Cannot come. And this is such a surprising thing. That all of a sudden, Moshe Olam, he said to Moshe Avraham Shalom, don't worry. Ki metu ha'anashim ha'rashim et nafshecha. What do you mean? Are you already, moving back and forth for a week? Now I said, okay. Now I said goodbye to my father-in-law. Now you're coming and telling me you can go. So that means, listen carefully. Here, Totosha is teaching us, maybe me personally, stop in the Geula. Me. Why? Because that single person that is not careful, and he has all these, excuses, I have all the right to say, I'm doing that the day, so what? Maybe, somebody is one of those two. That the whole Geula is a stop. But here, among the 15 million people, that Moshe Avraham Shalom 60 years ago says, Achen no da'adavar. Oy vavoy, look at this. These two people, all of a sudden, come to Moshe Avraham Shalom and tell him, Horgeni Atomer, you want to kill us? Say, oh, Babol, yesterday I saved a Yehudi. Now, they're attacking me. So Moshe says that Moshe Avraham Shalom was wondering, B'nei Abraham, Tzav Yaakov, they should go through all the suffering. He says, Achen odadava, now understand why people, they have to go through all the suffering, all the pain. Why? Because they feel, so what? What's a big deal? What did I say? I was saying that to whoever, to my friend. So Kala Kadosh, here's the message. Maybe you, as when you go, Chas V'Shalom, you see the doctor, you know, he gives you a diet list. No, you go for an examine monthly, I mean, or 6 months or a year, blood test, saying, like, don't eat this, don't that. Maybe it's the time, maybe you make it a little different diet, how you speak. But first you have to change the trend of your mind, because if you're only able to think negative, what is going to come out from your sound system is only going to be negative. So first you have to fix your head. Your head needs alignment. When you learn to think positive, you're going to say positive things. But if you still think negative of that people, he did this to me, he did that to me, he's terrible, I could do this. So you're not able to say the right thing. You can't! You can't! There's no way. It's just like somebody has an infection, you get a Tylenol or put ointment. It's not going to work. You have to fix it. And you have to get rid of this type of destructive habit. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself. And you lose a lot. You lose a lot. Chabad is pity. Hate. Why? But here is an unbelievable thing. Badad. You should badad. And today, that's what happens. See what happened past 2 years. Everybody is bodit. Has to stay away. That's what they did. Why? And cover your mouth. Why? Because Ibn Shulam is telling us exactly the same process. If you want Geula, you have to learn to speak differently. Different tune. And that's how we can bring the Geula. And we need it. Soon. Very fast. To bring Shalom v'Achva בין כל עם ישראל. נזכה בזאת השם באהבת חינם לכל עם ישראל בקרוב. אנסוף ארס על שרו.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.